Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A 21-year-old U.S. Air National Guardsman will make his first appearance in federal court in Boston Friday in connection with a brazen leak of hundreds of pages of classified U.S. government and military documents. The FBI say Jack Teixeira, a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, was taken into custody without incident at a residence in Dighton, Massachusetts, on Thursday.
Teixeira was serving in the Guard for a couple of years and is alleged to have posted on an internet chat room months of documents that have U.S. secrets about military readiness in Ukraine and what the U.S. is doing to collect intelligence on allies and foes alike.
The arrests came after the U.S. media outlets reported that Teixeira had been identified as the leader of an online chat group on Discord, where he leaked documents that had been posted. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday became the fourth American leader after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting of the Irish Parliament.
Our history, ours, yours and mine, reminds us of the responsibilities we have to the president, to the hopes of our ancestors, to the expectation of future generations. Because we know what it means to fight for democracy. Today, Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine.
Ireland has provided humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion. Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's military has warned about potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops into the capital and other cities. The military said on Thursday that the buildup of the rapid support force in Khartoum, Sudan's capital, and elsewhere in the country has come without approval or coordination with the armed forces leadership. Tensions between the army and the paramilitary have escalated in recent months over the issue of how the RSF would be integrated into the military. Florida lawmakers have tightened the state's abortion restrictions, voting to ban the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy. We get more on this story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The GOP-controlled Florida legislature has already banned abortions after 15 weeks. This new measure further closes the window to just six. Critics say that's often before a woman even knows she's pregnant. But Governor Ron DeSantis, a potential presidential candidate, indicates that he supports it just as he did the previous ban last April.
Provide protections for unborn children from abortion.
There is a court challenge to the 15-week abortion ban, which added Florida to the list of southern states working to outlaw the procedure. Florida's bill does allow exemptions for the mother's life and cases of rape or incest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump answered questions for several hours in a New York fraud case. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Donald Trump has visited the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices, answering questions for around 7 hours. In his first deposition, Trump refused to answer questions, invoking the Fifth Amendment. The Republican met Thursday with lawyers from the Attorney General's office who sued Trump last year, claiming that Trump misled banks and others about the value of his assets. He denies that. This lawsuit is not related to his historic arraignment last week in another case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korean state media early Friday released new images of the country's latest missile launch, calling it a solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. If confirmed, would give Pyongyang the ability to conduct quicker and more unpredictable launches that target the United States. The official Korean Central News Agency said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the Thursday missile launch, which it said will dramatically improve the country's strategic deterrence and nuclear counterattack posture. The White House said tests needlessly raise tensions and risk destabilizing the security situation in the region. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.